all hate transition. And even me, 3 months ago, screaming out, God, like, why? I hate transition. I was doing good. I was providing. I was, like, living, again, the place where I wanted to be. And you're calling me somewhere where I can't touch. Like, in this time right now, I'm like, God, like, I hate transition. And he starts, like, seriously laughing at me. He goes, you grew up skateboarding. You grew up snowboarding. You grew up surfing. Like, you love transition. You've always dropped in, you pump, and you go bigger out of it. Why are you complaining to me right now?
That is the best perspective.
And it was just this moment of like, oh yeah, you're right. You're totally right. I do good in transition. I need to appreciate
that. I need to remember that I was built to excel in transition.
Well, so here's one of the things he calls us all to is he goes, if you're unwilling to change in any one area, and this is for the church, this is for us, this is for everything. Mm-hmm. If you're unwilling to change in any one area, you're not running into me. You're mm-hmm. running parallel with me. I need you to run into me. And that just like speaks to my heart of going, it's all on the table. Mm-hmm. It's yours. Like, I am able to breathe right now because of you.
Yeah.
And then it gives a gratitude comes out of it. And gratitude is one of those emotions that cannot have another emotion in it. You can't be angry and grateful. You can't be sad and grateful. Gratitude drowns everything else mm-hmm. out, and it gets you to the place where you're, thank you, Lord.
For our for the people who are going to be listening to your story through our podcast,
yeah.
Who are wrestling with significance,
yes,
right,
yeah.
to be known and to achieve and to have something that they've accomplished, what do you tell them?
So I love to tell people if they want to live an ordinary life, do what everyone else is doing. But if you want to live an extraordinary life, follow Jesus. And what that means is give him everything. Don't hold back. This is an all or nothing game. And you will change history when you start telling his story. And it's just this thing that is, it's not about you. It's about being a conduit to the Most High God, owning ownership of being adopted fully. Getting out of the past, walking towards the future, and just owning the role of being the son or daughter of the Most High God, and believing it, walking in victory. So many Christians, they walk in this somberness of they're not worthy. You're right, you're not worthy. But get out of Friday, he's off the cross. Get into Sunday where he's been raised from the dead, and you are walking in victory.
That's good. I'm so thankful for that.
Absolutely.
Dude, Tom, thank you so much for your time, bro.
You're welcome.
I really pray that your story, obviously impacting people everywhere you go, but just in my own world, my own reflection, the idea of transition being something that I anticipate.
Yes.
Anticipate it because it sends you higher than you expected and farther than you anticipated.
Oh,
man.
And when you're not ready for transition, what does it do?
You G out,
you spin out, you're going to get spun out. Yeah. Everyone's going to get spun out unless you're ready for it.
Yeah, and transition isn't a one-time thing. It happens over and over and over again. So just get used to the pump.
Yeah.
Get used to the fling, right?
And if you screw up, just don't worry because you're going to get more transition.
Yeah.
And you're going to be
That's
pumping
so
out
good.
Of it.
Tom, thanks for your time, man. I really appreciate
it.
Hey, this is the PDcast podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Sponsored by Saddleback Church.
Yes.
We're so thankful for their investment in this conversation. Tom, love you, dude. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Awesome.